Good morning, and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going right here on our program. We're with you until 10 o'clock, then we will crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah between 10 and noon. Carmen and Shay will be together between 12 and 2. Waddle and Sylvie from 2 to 6. It'll be Tyler and Meller from 6 to 8, right into Freddie and Fitzsimmons, right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. All right, Shay, caller 10, regular line, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. I'm laughing at line 3, Cap, because there's a serial that we forgot that we haven't thought about in like 30 years. Caller 10 right now, 312-332-3776. It's our telephone number.
When I tell you, my jaw, when that guy called in and brought it up, you got to put him on now. My jaw hit the desk.
Brother, I haven't thought about that cereal in about 30 years.
Was that an orange box?
Yes, it was.
Yes, okay, I remember.
I'm just laughing like, what? That's like, you talk about old. Here's the question as we go to Marty and Aurora. Go ahead, Marty.
Come, are you kidding? You're killing me. What's the purpose of breakfast? Would you like some milk with your sugar with all these other cereals?
Well, what's the cereal that you think we forgot?
It has 100% of everything in it, every vitamin. It's total.
Hold on. This guy did the top 100 cereals on this list.
Total.
Like, he's got
what year is
stuff I've never heard of. Let's see where total came in.
1902.
I mean, seriously. My great-grandparents loved total.
Well, we're through the first 50.
When I go to my grandparents' house, I gotta dust the box off. And then I can put the total in a bowl.
Marty, you got 100% of everything.
Marty, wait a minute. Don't tell me you've got a pantry filled of total. I don't want to hear it. Marty, come on, man.
Stop.
Total. Wow.
All these other cereals, would you like some milk with your sugar? No, you got to get some vitamins mixed in there.
I'm up to number 90. Total hasn't made the list.
Who made this list?
Mr. Breakfast.
No, way off.
What about life?
Add some sugar in there. Good to go.
Cap.
I mean, it does taste a little, you know.
Yeah, didn't make the top 100.
You're better than that, Marty. Okay.
Jeez,
that's
Marty.
So funny. I have not heard of total cereal, Cap.
Total.
Hey, hun. Give me
Here it is, number 103, total.
Hun, give me that bowl of total. I got to get going. Take that. What's in the paper?
Honey, you need anything at the grocery store? Yeah, Mindy, can you get me a box of total?
Oh, that's so funny.
With some bananas in it.
God, it's so funny.
I also don't understand the banana thing, putting bananas in cereal. I don't.
I've done that. Just for a little flavor, especially if it's just a little bland. That's the sugar content. If it's a non-sugar cereal, throw some banana in there.
Yeah.
Can someone name at any time over the last 25 years at ESPN 1000 a sports anchor? Just any sports anchor over the last 25 years. We don't have them anymore. Well, I guess that's me.
That's correct.
Give us a sports anchor. Caller 10, regular line.
Right. That's non-talk show host.
Yes.
Like update person.
Over the last 25 years, they've worked here at ESPN 1000. So George Hoffman's not in.
George didn't make it.
No.
Towering Line Drive did not make it.
No. So 312-332-3776. If you give us the name of a sports anchor that worked here at ESPN 1000, anchors are different from hosts, of course. They give you the information. They're news people. Sports news people. Okay. We'll hook you up with tickets. March 24th. Doors open at 11 a.m. Live shows are between 12 and 6 at the House of Blues. Go to LiveNation.com or search ESPN Chicago if you like tickets. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. And Cap, as we go to the phone lines, we have to talk about David Montgomery no longer being part of the Bears. We knew that this was going to happen. We knew that there was going to be a change at the running back position. You know, I don't fully agree with Carmen and Yurko and others that just say that you just throw anybody back there because you just can't. Even in a vertical passing league, you have to have some semblance of a running game.
Agreed.
And so I don't believe you just throw anybody from the Belichick bottom of the barrel scrap heap and just throw them under center. That's not how that works. You don't put him just in the backfield and just say, oh, he'll give me 2 or 3 yards. He just sets up for third down. No, I appreciate David Montgomery. Is he a top five running back all time for me with the Bears? No. But I appreciate him because every time he ran the football, it seemed like that he gave a damn. Mm-hmm. When the Bears were down offensively, here's a guy here that's trying his best.
Agreed.
Sorry he wasn't SportsCenter top 10. Sorry that he wasn't spectacular enough for some people, but I liked that the job that he did with the Bears. Yeoman's work for a bad offensive line more times than not, and just no clue offensively for this Bears team. But Montgomery did his best. And so now he's with the Lions, and I think he'll do well with them.
And they're a team ready to take the next step. Can they? Haven't done it. But can they? Yeah, they got a lot of talent. I think they got better in their running back room. He and Swift, the kid from Georgia, That's a dynamic backfield, man.
Yeah. And Swift, he's got a lot of mileage. This is what happens with these Georgia running backs. They get a lot of mileage in college. They get to the pros and maybe not as good or just okay. It's because they ran the hell of the ball those years with Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm happy for David Montgomery. I am. And also, we always just push this to the side because it's about sports. Can he help me win? Can he help me with my fantasy team? The guy was a great player in the community. Fantastic. Boys and Girls Club, working with people with anxiety. He had to deal with that himself as a player and was able to get through it. And so I'll always appreciate Montgomery for those attributes.
Yes, and everything we've heard is just loved in that building. So we wish him well. It's unfortunate. And we'll see what the Bears do next. It's just part of the business. Next man up. Is it draft? Is it trade? Is it free agency? Miles Sanders is out there. Austin Eckler's asking for a trade. I don't know what the price would be. So there's some backs still out there.
David Elgin did not go Jason Belinke. He did not go Ray Flores. He did not go Fred Huebner.
Sarah Spain.
He went Sarah Spain.
There you go.
He won the anniversary ticket. If Dave, you better show up. You better have your face in the place. You won the tickets.
Yeah, our hood will be in Elgin looking for you.
Seriously. Like, you're going to win these tickets. Hey, I've never won anything. Well, then show up. Make sure that your schedule is available on March 24th for our 25th anniversary ball, the celebration taking place at the House of Blues in Chicago. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. The Bears let David Montgomery go. Was it a mistake? Also still to come, we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. Will he break his silence today on the Pat McAfee Show? Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. Crystal Lake, here's Jim on ESPN 1000. All right, Jim.
Jimmy!
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hello, Jim.
How are you, buddy?
So let's not forget about what Poles said way back when with Roquan Smith. Roquan Smith, one of the reasons he said Roquan didn't really want to be here. And so when I look at these contracts or, you know, Montgomery seemed like he was a good guy in all, every place. But if it boils down to a contract where Poles doesn't think he wants to be here, well, then he doesn't want to be here and he moves on. I guarantee you that kid, TJ Edwards from Lake Villa, that contract and everything else, I guarantee you he wants to be here. That's one of the reasons why we signed him. And so that's going to help build a team, people that want to be here and be a part of Chicago, the Chicago Bears. And I frankly love it. I love it.
I love it, too. Appreciate your telephone call. We're just going to build Madison, Wisconsin, and Chicago, aren't we?
That is correct. By the way, another Bear leaving town, according to Diana Rossini. Patriots expected to ink offensive tackle Riley Reiff.
Know what that is. How much is this? This can is dented. Can I get half off? Put Riley Reiff in the cart. They've done nothing.
Nothing.
God almighty.
There you go, Shay. Your Patriots made a big move.
Lousy ball club.
You see, they made a big signing this morning.
I mean, my God.
Lousy ball club. Riley Reiff. Yeah, that's good. Another dead body to roll out at tackle. Thanks.
Wow.
Year after year at this point, it's just Belichick doing old school stuff that doesn't work, and it's dumb. I'm over it. Lousy ball club.
The Belichick genius, huh? Why? But you can't stand still. You know, rest on your laurels and your championships.
Mm-hmm.
Know why Boston radio gets their 30 share or more? Because of nonsense like that. Cap, you're the great Bill Belichick. Yeah, you know what? We don't have to do anything. We were fine last year. You were?
Correct.
Mac Jones doesn't like you. What are you going to do about the quarterback spot? It's going to be problems anyway, post-Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, right? Because you can't replace the GOAT.
Correct.
But the idea that you're not going to... Let's see here. I got these green beans. I know it says $2.99. It's Dennett. $99? All right, throw in the card. Thanks.
Okay, I have another name for you that is... This is according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Hold on a second. Shay? Do you have it?
It is. This is confirmed reporting from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. What I would say is we're not going to sounder this because it has not been picked up by Schefter or Rappaport. But go ahead, Kaplan.
Okay. Fort Worth Star-Telegram is reporting they have confirmed the Cowboys are releasing Ezekiel Elliott. And he is preparing to play with a new team. Fresh start.
Bears? Bears.
No shot.
Do you realize, Cap, do you realize how many summers that me and the late Jeff Dickerson spent on ESPN radio trying to find out how much Ezekiel Elliott is going to make? Do you know how many segments, how many great days, summer days, Saturdays and Sundays, spending time talking about Ezekiel Elliott? Do you know how much time we spent talking about that man? Because the Cowboys are so polarizing. When are they going to pay Zeke? Got to pay Zeke. Don't pay Zeke, then what's going on with the Cowboys? Got to pay Zeke. And here we are today.
Getting his walking papers. Get out. See you later.
We don't. Pollard was injured, and they wonder, what are we going to do about the running game? What are you going to do about the running game?
Didn't they tag Pollard, too?
Yeah, but what about that guy? You spent summers. I don't know what we're going to do if Pollard can't play. You don't know. How about this guy you overpaid for, Ezekiel Elliott?
Gone.
You know how many hours we spent, Cap?
Yep.
Could have been on the golf course, could have been on the beach someplace. Nope. Let's spend 4 hours talking about Elliott.
Wow. He was set to count $16.4 million against the salary cap with a non-guaranteed $10.4 million salary.
By the way, kind of the perfect microcosm of what Carmen and Yurko always like to talk about with running backs.
Mm-hmm.
You took Zeke in the top five, paid him through the nose, and he lost his job to a guy he took in the fourth round.
There you go. And he had some great years. They got the best out of him, and now, gone. Nice. See you later.
Nice, Sean Alexander. I mean, this is it. I mean.
But that's why I told you, LaDainian Tomlinson has been openly on NFL Network saying the Bears need to use the ninth pick on Bijan Robinson. I don't agree with that. His take is, you get the 5 years, you use him up, and you move on to the next guy. But for 5 years, you got the best guy at the position.
Yeah, but that's old school Bears. He's thinking 15 years in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's used to seeing. Bell cow running back, strong defense. Well, the Bears aren't that anymore. They're not. At least you hope not.
Wow.
Not in this vertical league.
Where does he go?
Go ahead, Shay.
Quickly, from Ian Rappaport, this is... Talking about Zeke being cut, this is the likely choice, sources confirm, not official, but very real chance Zeke Elliott has played his last down in Dallas.
Yeah, okay, well, that's we want to confirm that, and so that's two sources, so there you have it.
Not official. Once we get the official from Rappaport, we will breaking news sounder.
All right. Aaron Rodgers will break his silence today. What does that mean for the Packers and the Bears? We talk about that coming up next, and your phone calls, 312-332-3776. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find the Under the Hood basketball podcast. Got a chance to talk to Luke Yocklage, the head coach for the UIC Flames. Got his thoughts about the brackets, the NCAA tournament. Of course, he would know because UIC played Drake, and now Drake represents the Missouri Valley in the tournament. So I asked Coach about Drake's chances and some of his upsets for the NCAA tournaments right there on the Cap and J-Hood feed. on the ESPN Chicago app. Also look for Fast Break on that same feed.
We both did that game on separate broadcasts. I was doing the ESPN Plus broadcast. You were doing the UIC TV broadcast. And we were both there when Drake came back. UIC played well. Drake struggled. And then in the end, Tucker DeVries in overtime took over. And they won.
That's the only thing you can take solace in is that the team that's in the tournament that won the Valley, UIC took them to overtime.
Correct.
Battled them pretty tough.
They did.
They did. So we talked about that on Fast Break again on the ESPN Chicago app. Still to come, our savory region of our breakfast bracket. We went through the cereal bracket, and that is that's something. That cereal region, very controversial for some because Total wasn't in there.
Crazy.
Total.
Total.
Also, we have Savory Region coming up at 9:35 right here on ESPN 1000.
Riley on Twitter says that Honey Nut Cheerios versus Frosted Flakes Elite Eight matchup is one for the ages. Hashtag one shining moment.
Cue up Luther. Absolutely. That's going to be something good. Aaron Rodgers is going to break your silence today on the Pat McAfee Show. Just as we thought, Cap, that more than likely we'll get some kind of clarity from Aaron Rodgers. Boy, if you're Pat McAfee, you got the world by the tail, don't you? You get Aaron Rodgers, the guy that has held the Packers and possibly the Jets hostage with this decision. We start to see the breadcrumbs yesterday when all of a sudden when Alan Lazard and Mercedes Lewis start to go toward New York, being with the Jets. So we expect him to make this decision today, right? Or does he swerve us again, Aaron Rodgers?
I believe that he is going to say on McAfee, I'm going to New York. I'm going to be a Jet. We're putting the band together, and now it's time to win. They haven't won a Super Bowl since Namath in 67.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 67. Or was it 69? Whatever. Late 60s.
Come on, Carm.
I think it's... I can't remember.
Doesn't matter. It's the 60s. Look it up, boys. Can you look it up. 67, 69, 68.
I think it was 69.
Look it up, guys.
I can tell you this. I watched that game, that Super Bowl. They won 16-7 over the Colts as a 17-point underdog.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that game after I brought a bad report card home, and my dad was so mad, I got smacked.
Deportment.
Bam!
Deportment.
That was part of it.
Yes.
You got cards back then. I've told you this story.
Yes.
You got an individual card for each class, and it was, you know, math, D+, science, C-. English, A, because I could talk or write. Deportment, which is your behavior. F, David thinks it's his job to entertain the class. Yeah. Did I not raise you right? Bam! Right across the mouth. Yes, I got smacked. And then he felt bad and said, let's watch the Super Bowl together. We sat in the back, me, him, and my brother.
Yes, Dad, that'd be good.
Why is your lip all swollen?
Can't speak.
Because you smacked me. I deserved it.
What do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to say, and how will you think he'll say it?
I think he is going to come out, and they're going to start talking, and what went into this decision, blah, 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 blah. So what are we going to do? Well, I am going to New York. I'm excited for this challenge. Thank you to Green Bay. Had a great run. And now it's time to win a Super Bowl and to compete against the very best quarterbacks in football in the AFC.
Well, that certainly will be a challenge, that is for sure. There is a distinct difference. The NFL is pretty even across the board outside of a few teams that mismanage their franchise. Teams are trying to tank or teams that are mismanaged.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a whole different kettle of fish there, isn't it? Some strong competition.
That is. Is he the best quarterback in his division? Josh Allen. Tua Tagovailoa, Mac Jones, Aaron Rodgers.
Well, let's take a look at those four. Mac Jones would be the worst of the four?
No question.
Okay. Now, who's third?
Tua.
Yeah, if Tua's even a guy, yeah. If he's going to be the guy, I guess he'll be the starting quarterback this upcoming season. I guess.
It sounds like it. Doesn't sound like Brady's coming through that door.
Maybe he will.
That would be everything.
Well, now it's the NBA.
Well, now he becomes a clown.
Well, I mean, hey, but you don't rule it out. Watch Philip Rivers and his 8 kids.
Right.
Careful now.
Nine.
Beg your pardon. 9.
Philip, how are things going? okay, this is hell. Love the kids dearly. Get me out of here.
Yeah. Guy's the Nick Cannon of the NFL.
Amazing. It's the father of our country. Him and Steve Garvey. I think, though, Cap, that when we take a look at this, I think that if Rodgers in that division, he is second because Josh Allen is number one. Even though you think Josh Allen and the Bills are a descending team. Yes, you do.
I do. I have questions about them. And then they lose Tremaine Edmonds, who's arguably their best defensive player, to the Bears.
He's going to be something, man.
He's a really good football player.
You and I have not talked about this, but I think that he's going to be really, really solid.
Really good.
Fast, sideline to sideline.
Yes.
Tremendous speed on the ball. I mean, he could
be
really
something. I know people are comparing him to Urlacher. Look, Brian is arguably the best linebacker in the history of the Bears. Dick Butkus is the biggest name. The way Brian played is insane. How fast he was, how good he was. So he's number one or number two all time in Bears history at linebacker. This guy's not Brian Urlacher, but he's close. He's really good.
So I imagine Aaron Rodgers will say he'll go to the Jets because imagine leaving his teammates in the lurch, the Lazards, the Lewises. Could you imagine?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it. And, you know, I was in that dark space and thought about it. Retire. And Lazard would be, hey, why am I in New York and you're not here? I mean, I can't put anything past him, Cap. I can't. It's Aaron Rodgers. Whichever way the wind blows that day, I think that's the way he'll go. Whatever way the wind blows. I'd imagine that he'd want to be with the Jets because he talked. The only thing I can decipher is when he talked to McAfee about being with the Packers for what, 20, was it 18 years? How many years has it been total?
I think it's 18.
The length of a young adult. It's time for him to grow up and move someplace else or do something else, move out of the house. Some kind of metaphor he made, something along those lines. Maybe that's the new challenge that he needs.
I think he's going to come in motivated to quiet every critic.
But this is about power, too, though. Let me go back to what we talked about earlier. You know, a guy like Aaron Rodgers can be able to twist the arms of Woody Johnson and the Jets to get what he wants. For years, it's always been a struggle, whether it's true or not, for Rodgers to say, don't fire that position coach. Don't fire that tight end. Don't allow him to walk. Give me a wide receiver. And you didn't see the Packers always bend over backwards for Rodgers.
Jordy Nelson, I want to keep him. Nope, sorry, he's out.
The difference to me between Brady and Rodgers has always been Brady's been given less, and he's been able to find a way to work around the issues of Belichick and his inability to find top-notch talent. They always got to be able to work something, work an offensive lineman, work a wide receiver into being able to be a pro bowler. Not ready-made. It's always being, you're going to learn the system or you're going to be ready-made in our system. Now, I mean, outside of Randy Moss, very few walk through that door in Massachusetts and said, and that guy right now can help you. It was Edelman. Had to learn the position. Had to learn the system. With Aaron Rodgers, the other side of it is Aaron Rodgers has had players to play with. Mm-hmm. He's had weapons.
Yes.
But he's underachieved with those weapons. And so I think then this time around, Rodgers can say, I can get the way I want. I want Lazard, and I want Lewis, and I want a few other guys that can help me win.
Let's OBJ.
OBJ might be one of those, too. He likes OBJ.
He does.
So I think that's the difference. Now he could do this with the Jets because he doesn't need the Jets. The Jets need him. He doesn't need the Jets. He can retire on McAfee today. You know, he's going right into the Hall of Fame, one of the all-time greats, and his resume will say Super Bowl champion and beat the Bears a lot. So long, everybody.
He doesn't want to go out the way this year ended, with a broken thumb and team didn't make the playoffs, lost at home to the Lions. And he's got $100 million left on his deal. I think he's going to come out today, and he's going to say, I'm probably going to play three more years. We've extended my deal by a year. It gives them some salary cap relief, and we're going to put this thing together. We're going to try and win a Super Bowl. That's what I think he's going to say. And if you're a Jet fan like Mike Greenberg, you're over the freaking moon today. Aaron Rodgers? Come on now. This guy's a beast.
Got a couple of shots at this. And I know this is not like pitching matchup, pitching probables, Cap. But this is the same Aaron Rodgers got to take on Josh Allen. Same one that's got to take on Cincinnati and Burrow. Same one's got to take on Watson and the Browns. The Steelers defense. taking on the Titans, taking on the Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers. This is not any cakewalk through this conference. So I know, again, the quarterback matchup is not the same as saying this pitcher against this pitcher on this certain day. It's different, but it's still a daunting task, I think, in the AFC for him to get to be able to. Not saying he can't. It's just going to be more difficult than the NFC.
Boy.
You think so or no? I do.
Well,
you got a whole conference, the NFC South, you could just walk right through. If you are Aaron Rodgers, you had the NFC West. Whatever you think of the Cardinals and the Rams, okay? Now you can start. Now the Bears you've gone through easily.
Yep.
Vikings, Lions, Cowboys, Giants, Eagles. That's kind of what he's dealt with. But those teams I mentioned, the AFC, it's a lot.
Well, when you just stack up the quarterbacks, he's going to have to somehow, some way, be ahead of. Now, again, he's not going to play them all.
Yeah.
From Mahomes and Herbert and all these different dudes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, look out. Look out.
We are opening the voting for our savory region and the Breakfast Madness. And if you're on hold, you will be on the air. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Bulls are back in action tonight after 3 days off. They will host the white-hot Sacramento Kings at the United Center. The Bulls are a one-point underdog. The Bears, they let David Montgomery walk. He signed a three-year deal worth $18 million with Detroit, $11 million guaranteed. Blackhawks forward Taylor Radish, he collected his first career hat trick last night in a stunning 63 victory over the Boston Bruins. Hey. Also, the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys, they cut Ezekiel Elliott, Jay Moore.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Captain Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We got Black and Abdallah. We'll crosstalk with the guys coming up at the top. They'll be in for Greeny. Shay Norling will be next to Carmen DeFalco for Carmen and Yurko from 12 to 2. Waddle and Sylvie, 2 to 6. Right into Tyler and Mellor from 6 to 8. Freddie and Fitzsimmons, 8 to midnight right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. 312-332 ESPN is our phone number. We're going to sneak in a call here, and then we're going to get into our savory region. Don't forget, go to at ESPN 1000 on Twitter, and you can vote for our Breakfast Madness. Jim in Chicago Heights on ESPN 1000. All right, Jim.
How you doing?
We're great. How are you, sir?
What's up, Sparky?
Good. Wheaties, the Breakfast of Champions. They used to sell the cereal just because of what they put in the box. The Bruce Jenner, the Bulls, the Dream Team. I don't think it had anything to do with taste of the cereal.
All right, so now move over to the savory region of the breakfast bracket. We turn now to Shay Norling.
Wow.
And he ain't got to do with the shit. Stop it. What you did is, Cap, if there was someone famous on the box, okay, you buy two of them. You save the one box and put it to the side.
Correct. Right? And they even sold, like, those Lucite things, like, at the Container Store. They have them. I was just at the Container Store buying some boxes to organize stuff. Mm-hmm. There's the Lucite thing that you can hang on the wall or sit on a bookshelf that holds a cereal box. It ain't for Frosted Flakes and Tony the Tiger. It's for Wheaties.
It is true that, you know, you buy two boxes, you eat the one, and, you know, the content of the one. The other one, you save it to the side. Oh,
correct.
There's an Olympian on there.
But this is why it's a diminished product, because now it's like Bryce Harper and like Mike Trout. Nobody knows these guys. You gotta get back to getting superstars on Wheaties, and then we'll talk about it. Right now, it's UNC and the NIT.
Did you ever hear the Bryce Harper walking by the studio story? Danny ran out the door and chased him down the street, and he said he was very nice and said, "Nope, I ain't coming on."
He nicely said no. Learn something there, Bob Costas. All right, let's move on.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
The one seed steak and eggs taking on the 16 seeded breakfast ham.
How about this? So, now round of applause here for the steak and eggs. Now I know, again, did we not talk about this a couple weeks ago? the oddity for some of the steak and eggs, a breakfast with a dinner.
Yeah, I find it odd.
You've never had it that way before?
I actually just had lunch with a friend, and he ordered it. And I was like, oh, I don't want another omelet. I have omelets all the time.
Yeah.
I'll have what he's having, the steak and eggs. Wouldn't do it again.
See, I think it works, because especially in a scramble, in a skillet.
Yeah, but is the steak in the skillet chopped up?
You don't want them to touch, do you?
Like, if I get a steak, I need the steak.
You don't want them to touch. You don't want the steak and egg to touch.
I've seen his breakfast order. I feel like nothing on the plate can touch another thing on the plate.
I think that's the case, too. You like your items separate.
I do.
I understand.
I do.
I get that. Steak and eggs is, again, I don't have it every day, but boy, it's fantastic. I like that as a number one seed against regular old breakfast ham, just sitting there on a plate. Like pissing a plate, just right there, just breakfast ham.
There's
just
a piece
there.
Of ham.
There it is.
This is such a bad.
Breakfast ham won't even show up.
It's a 16 seed. Yeah, this is NGIT. Don't even get off the bus.
They might be Michigan, though. Hang on a second.
This is Northern Kentucky. Somehow they're there every year to get ejected first game.
God, they're hot. Northern Kentucky. How do they find a way?
And Houston's going to send them to meet God. That's what's going to happen in the first round.
I'll tell you what, in Horizon League, I don't care if it's Drew McDonald in the middle or not. They find a way.
They do.
Change coaches. They're kind of stuck in neutral there. I got Northern Kentucky is like the hot team. All right, so 1-16, steak and eggs and breakfast and ham. Next.
We've got the 9-8 matchup, always entertaining. We have a little bit of an egg showdown. The omelet going up against Eggs Benedict.
How is an omelet a 9 seed? Omelet's like a staple food in the world.
There's a lot of good stuff at the top of the seeding here in the savory region.
I'm all in on it.
Boy, wait until steak and eggs beat the hell out of the omelet. Oh, man.
That matchup could go either way.
Yes. How about the 5-12?
5-12, always an upset in store here. Bacon, egg, and cheese going up against scrambled eggs, the 12-seed
well,
scrambled eggs.
When you
eggs.
Say bacon, egg, and cheese, is that like...
That's a sandwich. It's a breakfast
it's
sandwich.
It's not eggs with cheese in it and some bacon on the side.
That's pretty good.
That is how you eat it. I don't eat the sandwich part.
You don't like them to touch.
I've eaten breakfast sandwiches when I was fat. I just don't eat them now. I don't.
Shay?
I'm your nutritionist straighten all that out. Go ahead.
All right, let's get the 13-4 in. The 4-seed Grits taking on the 13-seed Breakfast Skillet. A lot of people saying this could be an upset special.
What, for Grits to win?
No, the 13-seed Breakfast Skillet to send Grits home early.
Now, that's a cultural thing, okay? It's Southern, it's black, okay? So, again, for it to be in the 4 spot, I'm glad it's part of it. 4 might be a little high, but at the same time, it deserves to be in the mix.
And that's, some people may put the grits in the skillet.
That's exactly right. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jay Moore, for the 4th seed.
What exactly is a grit?
You don't know what grit is?
I know.
It like, wins you games. You don't
like
have
porridge.
Any.
It's like that white mess that's on the plate.
Is this my cousin Vinny? What's a grit?
What is a grit?
Oh, my God.
It's not a potato.
No, it's not.
So what's it made of?
Okay. Google's your friend.
You
it's
tell
made of
me.
Wheat. It's made of wheat.
Yes. Yes.
It's made of wheat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Grain. It's a grain.
It's a grain.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's very tasty. Again, it's a Southern delicacy. You wouldn't understand, but it's but it's very good, though.
You people not aware of the ongoing cholesterol problem in the country?
Who's you people? Go ahead, Shane.
All of you.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Wow.
All right. We got the 3 seed.
Witness.
I think I think breakfast skillet takes that out easy.
This matchup is sure to be controversial. The 3-seed hash browns taking on the 14-seeded breakfast sausage.
All right. Breakfast sausage. It's always good.
It's good. Other nitrates, but it's good.
Depending on, yeah. Go ahead.
I would think the sausage would take out the hash browns, but
we'll see.
We'll see.
All right, next one.
The 11-seed everything bagel taking on the 6th-seed biscuits and gravy.
Culture war there.
Yeah, biscuits and everything gravy, bagel. Guy.
Why does he have everything bagel and then lox and bagel? Usually, like, that should just be one.
Just one.
It's two different things, Danny.
But it's basically just one. I've got a lot of problems with this.
I know.
I got to tell you. I've got so the cereal thing. I'm up in my office listening
angry.
To cereal. I'm angry. Like, nothing I care about more than a good bowl of cereal. And these guys just to crap with the cereal bracket. And then to hear Cap with the grape nuts. And
I mean, a lot of people firing in on Twitter that love grape nuts.
Grape nuts taste like kitty litter. I don't know what kitty litter tastes like, but I promise you it's grape nuts.
You carried all your friends from WGN. They're either 80 or dead.
Wow.
Nobody eats grape nuts. You put it in yogurt for a little crunch, but nobody really eats grape nuts.
Never had it as a
you
cereal.
You never ate grape nuts. Don't lie to us.
He's just trying to cater to the old people.
Probably not.
And by the way, cholesterol doesn't raise your cholesterol. So you're misleading the audience by saying cholesterol in food does not raise your overall cholesterol, dietary cholesterol. It's a proven fact. Science has proven that. I don't like it, Cap. You're misleading the audience.
You're misleading the audience.
You're misleading the audience.
Exactly. Here it is. Cap LaLanne thinks he knows everything about health. Go ahead.
All right, quickly, the 7-10 matchup. Breakfast burrito taking on Lox Bagel. The early voting breakfast burrito is putting a whooping on the Lox Bagel.
I think it has something to do with the Lox and Bagels being for my people.
I think
Kyrie Irving's voting.
I think that might go well. I think it's not like him and Dwayne Wade pushing that vote for you. What else do you
have? Dwayne Wade with the side swipe.
The final matchup, the guy standing next to me, Adam Avdala, said, put this one in ink. You can send it to the finals. 15-seed savory oatmeal taking on a big favorite, the 2-seed chicken and waffles.
What is savory oatmeal? What does that mean?
What does that mean that Abdallah says you could put it in ink? That's like asking your kids, do you want to go to the dentist or Disney World? Everyone's taking chicken and waffles. Nobody really likes oatmeal.
No, I'm saying he's saying chicken and waffles is going to walk away to the Final Four.
Yeah, I agree.
Championship
with him.
Round.
Chicken and waffles is Disney World.
Yeah, see, that's, and I'm not a fan.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I'm in the minority. Oh. I don't want maple syrup touching my chicken. Zero. I don't like deep fried chicken. So, yeah.
If steak and eggs doesn't win this whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the Kansas of this bracket.
No, omelet should win the whole thing.
Omelet's a 9-seed. How does that even happen?
Omelet should be like a 2-seed if you're having steak and eggs as a 1.
Next year, Jay Moore, he has to just rank these himself. The problem is Shay.
I think we can see steak and eggs and
listen, I
chicken
sent,
and waffles.
I sent Danny the list of cereals and I asked him to seat them and I never heard back.
I was disgusted with the list.
That's
I was
the real
sent.
Problem here.
Where was Raisin Bran? Where
you
was Corn Pops?
You emailed back. You had executive power and you turned it down. This is on you.
These are Caps friends calling in for, like Marty from Aurora giving us total.
Total.
From 30 years ago, Dave. Remember Total?
Yeah, the poor man's cornflakes.
Wow.
Total. Of all of us, like, I haven't heard about that in 30 years. It's the best.
The cereal, Reese's Puffs. Oh, like, what is this? Reese's Puffs.
It's very,
get out of
it's
here.
Very recent, very young.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have that.
No, we didn't have that. Over Raisin Bran?
No.
No.
For Raisin Bran not to be in there is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Agreed.
But then again, I'd never had Frosted Mini Wheats either.
Oh, they're good.
Never had them.
One side had the sugar on it, like this white coating of sugar, and if you put that side down on your tongue, it was like a treat.
We grew up as a
poor. Yeah, but you had to have been under the influence and in college that last time you ate that.
No, Frosted Mini Wheats, I was way younger. My mom used to think those were healthy. Like, that was a healthy. Like, literally growing up, my mom's whole breakfast, all we ate, she never cooked breakfast. The cabinet was just 25 boxes of cereal. That's why cereal means so much to me. And Shay just crapped all over my childhood.
I peed in your Cheerios.
Carmen will be alone today, by the way, 12 to 2.
Oh, it's okay. Carm's solo now. Now that Shay has been taken off the list because he didn't have the classic cereals in there.
Yeah, and on the everything bagel thing, couldn't we have just said bagels? Because, like, I'm not an everything bagel guy. I like a different kind of bagel.
Cap and J-Hood cut of the day coming up next. Don't forget, we'll also crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah at 10 right here on the Home of the Bears.
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Return to intrepid reporter, our guy, Shay Norland, with breaking news here on Kappa J Hood. Shay.
Adam Schefter on Twitter, Eagles plan to release cornerback Darius Slay, per sources. That is being corroborated by Rappaport, by Pelissero, and by everyone else.
Bears?
Yeah, I'd go get him.
He's what, 32, turning 33?
Problem is he wants a lot of money.
Yeah, that's
he's right. Old, and he's not been playing as well. He had a nice year last year, but he's not an elite corner anymore if you really think you can win. But, yeah, it depends how much he wants.
Yeah, but why would he want to come to a place that's in a bit of a rebuild? He's looking to go somewhere to try and win before he's done. He wanted out of there because he wanted, A, more money, and B, didn't want any part of Matt Patricia.
Yeah. So with the Eagles, as I said, I really admire what Roseman's doing. I mean, you went go to the Super Bowl, you fall short. Now you got to reload a little bit here, more than a little bit. But I trust Howie Roseman to try to do the right thing, to try to replace some of those assets because he got to get younger.
Correct.
Got to reset this thing.
Correct.
No, not totally. Because I think if nothing else, what the Super Bowl proved is that Jalen Hurts can be the guy.
He can.
I think that the way he plays, matter of fact, I can make the case that Hurts outplayed Mahomes, but yet the Chiefs won the Super Bowl anyway. Yeah, look at the numbers.
I'd have to pull them up. I mean, first blush, I would say no, but you may be right.
I mean, of course you say no because I said it. Because I said it with profundity, strong.
Just because you say it loud, quote you, doesn't make it right.
That quotes you. That's me quoting you saying exactly. That.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he played a fantastic game.
I didn't say he didn't.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't know if he was better than Patrick Mahomes in that game. Let's take a look at these numbers right here.
Now time.
He was 27 of 38, Hurts. 304, a tutty, sacked twice, rating of 103.4. Mahomes, 21 of 27 for 182, three tutties, and a rating of 131.8. They were both outstanding.
Not going to give it to me, huh?
No.
No surprise there as we go now to the cut of the day brought to you by...
That would be Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Here's... Jay Moore with the cut of the day.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
I'm doing the Windy City Bulls tonight. Being alongside the great Mark Schanowski.
Again?
Yes.
Who are they playing?
I don't know.
Oh, my God! I should be the one to tell you this. But Windy City's taking on the Memphis Hustle tonight.
Thank you.
It's the Memphis G League team.
I will be studying this afternoon.
Oh, my God. Dakota Mathias and Justin Bean. You got to know these names.
Never heard
Gilliard.
Of Clarence Gilliard?
No, Jacob Gilliard.
Or Jacob Gilliard from Richmond.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did his college games. Okay. There you go.
So now I'm helping you on pre-gaming for the game that you're doing.
You want me to lie?
Yes. Yes, you're doing college.
Yeah, they're playing Oshkosh.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. Yes, you are supposed to lie at that spot. Harry in the booth. No idea.
And that's all, folks.
The Cap and J-Hood cut of the day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Today's tip is Cajun ribeye. Cajun ribeye, the Newski bacon appetizer. Thank me later.
I am today years old when I realized how to spell yeoman. So it's spelled Y-E-O-M-A-N. Mm-hmm. Courtney Cronin tweeted that she thought that Riley Reiff did yeoman's-like work. I thought it was spelled like Floyd Yeoman's, the old Expo.
Wow. Y-O-U-M-A-N-S.
I was totally mistaken. I did not know how to spell yeoman's. You mean like Floyd Yeoman's.
I had an old engineer down the dial, Sam Yeoman's. Y-O-U-M-A-N-S, like you like.
I looked it up, man. It's not the old brother, the old Floyd Yeoman's, the old pitcher.
Lefty, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
God. Oh, well, you know what? You learn every day, right, Cap?
Yeah.
Learn every day.
Every day. By the way, real fast, Mark Newman, our friend, back in the 80s, Grape Nuts put a warm Grape Nuts recipe on the side of the box to compete with oatmeal. Butter, milk, and brown sugar or honey. Microwave mix. Won't lie. It was awesome.
All right. It sucked.
It's delicious.
For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Jay Moore. We crosstalk with Bletnam Dollar next right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. So long, everybody.
Let's do it again tomorrow. Take that.
From Chicago.